Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along.
Oh, you'll definitely want to sing along to this. That story that you just heard on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk from the ICU nurse. Please. That just demonstrates what a bunch of BS this is. And what a bunch of control this is. I'm sorry for the lady that her father passed. But if a person is dying, and you know they're dying, and others are there holding his hand, and he or she is about ready to expire, what the hell wouldn't you let a family member in to be there and hold that person's hand? What the hell?
Oh, it's regulations.
No, it's about control. Let me give you some numbers. I know everybody hates numbers. But I just want you to listen to the numbers. In 2016, 2,744,248 people died. 2017, 2,813,503 people died. 2018, 2,839,205 people died. In 2019, 2,855,000 people died. In 2020, the projected death rate in 2020 to get to December 31st is 2,891,917. Every year since 2016, we have on average 30,000 to 40,000 more people dying. 2020, for all of those fear mongers out there, can kiss my tuchus. Because there is no great increase in numbers. People are not dying from COVID. They are dying with COVID. Of all the other things that we die from. And if that woman in that story really, you're going to stand outside a door that you can open as you see your father dying? That's on you. I don't care who's holding his hand. I don't care what the regulations are. I'm opening up that door and walking in. I don't know if I believe that story, but I'm sure they're going to pass it around this country to once again spread the fear. Bruce, I love you, and I know you're waiting there, but I got one more quick thing to say. And Governor Sisolak can also kiss my white round behind. Complaining about the letter or the comments that President Trump made about renown and their overflow. We have the video. We have the pictures of the renown overflow being empty. Hillary Sheevy jumping on board. we know that the hospitals are not full. Do you really think that housekeepers, that maintenance people, that nurses, that doctors of integrity aren't going to let the word out that this is the administration putting the panic out and that they're not actually full? Do you think those people are going to keep their mouths shut amongst all this corruption? Well, you got another thing to think. Brain dead as usual. Because the truth always comes out. And I'm pretty disgusted with people right now. But I'm going to let his disgust overtake mine because I'm supposed to be the nice one. I'm supposed to be the bright and shiny. But I can't be bright and shiny right now. I can't have been since 10 minutes to 11 when I found out this information. Bruce Parks is joining us right now. He's with the organization Taking Nevada Back. That is the recall effort, the second recall effort, because of this whole blinding ignorance with COVID-19 and the fear-mongering put out by our governor and the restrictions. Bruce, I got a text this morning, an email, actually. People wanted to know if you had a GoFundMe page. Do you have a GoFundMe page, or can people donate online, or are you even taking signatures today?
Well, Monica, I am so glad that you have me on the show today, because I'm madder than a wet hen. To answer your question first, we are no longer accepting donations. I am in the process of getting the GoFundMe page taken down and all of those monies refunded back to the people that donated. Additionally, we have taken the donate button off of our website. And I just want the people of Nevada to know, to all those folks, that those patriots that stepped up and helped us collect signatures during this recall effort, thank you so very much. It's refreshing to know that there are still some people out there that care and will step up. They have backbones. To all the people that signed the petitions, thank you. We did our very best to get your voices heard. To all of those people that didn't sign the petition.
You mean the elected representatives?
All of our elected representatives that refused to sign the petition. In fact, to all the political party higher-up muckety-mucks that refused to help us in our efforts, and to all the rest of them that made light of this. You get to own this for the next 2 years until we hopefully vote this tyrant out of office. You get to own this. So when I'm hearing you complain about what's coming out of our legislature, the first question I'm going to ask you is, did you sign the petition? Because if you didn't sign the petition, shut up. You gave up your right to complain when you didn't step up and sign that petition to help us get him out of office. I don't want to hear you complaining. To use your own words, Monica, you can kiss my big white tuchus. I don't care. Don't want to hear it from you. You had an opportunity, and you refused. So, today, we have stopped collecting signatures. Our turn-in date for tomorrow, all the petitions have to be turned in tomorrow. We were going to attempt to hire an attorney. That's why we started the GoFundMe. And the people in Nevada spoke. And I heard you loud and clear, folks. To all of you that donated, thank you. You will be getting your money back, though. We appreciate it. There were not enough of you, though. To the rest of you that didn't step up, you get to own this for the next 2 years. You get to own it. Now, the first recall effort, they attempted an extension, and the judge more or less laughed at their case because they didn't even get across the entire state of Nevada, they didn't even get 35,000 signatures. The case in California was heard and ruled on by the judge. They had well over half the signatures required at their halfway point.
Now, they have something like 745,000 signatures to get rid of Newsom.
That's right. And they need like 1.5 million. So they are well on their way. Unfortunately, for the state of Nevada, we didn't even get 100,000. By my last count, I'll have a better figure once everything gets turned in and gets all verified by the
county
clerks.
We had more than three times the signatures of the first recall effort?
I'm not sure. I don't want to give you a number that I'm not absolutely certain of, but by my estimation, we didn't even come in half. We didn't even get 100,000 signatures. We needed roughly 250,000. We didn't even get 100,000. So again, people of Nevada, I hear you. I got your message loud and clear. And the message is, you're okay with what's going on. So you get to own this for the next 2 years.
You get to own this as substitute teachers are high school graduates, GED graduates.
I was thinking maybe I'd go out and apply for a substitute teacher job, Monica.
Oh, I'd love to see you teaching kids. But that's not what they want, Bruce. They want people there just being babysitters. You know, they won't hire real educators like Paul White, but they'll hire me with
and
a high school diploma.
I will not be a facilitator of the regurgitation of information. I will teach the kids how to learn, which is their job as a teacher. And the things that the kids come away with are going to be things their parents are not going to be happy about. What do you mean there's a First Amendment right? What do you mean?
Oh, you mean the truth? Yeah. No, I think parents would be very happy with kids learning the truth. But the truth is, when you have no media exposure, except for my little voice, when you have no representatives, when you have the Nevada GOP looking for money and getting donations for a bumper sticker that says Sack Sisolak, give me a freaking break. You don't want a Sack Sisolak. You want people's money so you can choose who the next lapdogs will be.
Oh, Monica, you are so spot on. I called a couple of the news outlets here and called into their news tip lines and asked them, why are we not hearing anything about a recall effort on the nightly news? Do you even know that there's something like this happening? One of them actually hung up on me. We got absolutely zero media coverage about our recall effort. I would think that a group that's trying to recall the governor of your state, that should be news. That should be broadcast. But it wasn't. No news media would cover it. The only voices we had in media were you and the paper out of Pahrump. That was it. The only media that ever covered anything about this recall. And I'm right there with you as far as the GOP also. Zero support. Zero.
You know, it's funny, Bruce, because I was talking to a dear friend that said, oh, you need to be careful with what you're saying about the Nevada GOP if you're going to run for Congress because you need them behind you. No, I don't.
I need the people behind you.
I need Nevadans behind me. Because the Nevada GOP is so corrupt at certain levels as well. They just want to pick and choose who your representatives are going to be. And that is not the way it goes. Not the way it goes. So, yeah, I'll be running for CD2, and I guess I'll be doing it on my own for the primary. And what's funny, Bruce, is Mr. Congressional Man, Mr. Congressman Amaday is already complaining to people that I've announced I'm going to run against him. Huh. Why would he be upset? Wouldn't he welcome a challenge?
Well, two comments, Monica. One, you ain't by yourself. You are not alone at all. Don't think that for a second. You got support you're not even aware of. Two, if Mr. Amaday is upset, well, we'll just call him a whambulance. He can cry to somebody that cares.
You are so funny. All right. You know what? That actually puts a smile on my face because you made me very upset, you know, knowing that this whole Sisolak recall is over. It's done. It failed once again because of Governor Sisolak being hand-tied by our elected representatives who do not represent you, and the media once again silencing people, not letting them truly know what is going on in our community, and other conservatives who say, it's not going to work. Why bother? It's not going to work.
Well, I understand, Monica, that the powers that be on the left, this is they want us to feel defeated. They want us to feel beaten. I refuse. I will not submit. Just because this effort wasn't successful doesn't mean I'm going to bow down.
Yeah.
Not at all. I'm still a patriot and always will be.
Well, then I'm pretty sure I will.
I'll find another way to resist.
I'm sure I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock in front of the Carson City Courthouse as we start our lawsuit to support President Trump.
Take it to the bank.
All right. I'll see you there. Bruce Parks, thank you so much. And there you have it. There you heard it. Because of COVID, because of the media, because of the Republican representatives, it's done. There is no recall effort. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Well, you heard me talking about it right there on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the chocolate shop. There's nothing sweeter. And I know that when I'm upset, nothing makes me feel better than a good handmade homemade chocolate. So let's do this. Caller number three, while we're on the line with Joel Beck, caller number three, you're going to win that gift certificate to the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. So joining us right now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is Joel Beck, who took it on. He took on the case. Actually, I think, did we just lose Joel? I think
no,
we were. Oh, there you are. There you are. Your name disappeared. So I was like, oh, no. Joel, thank you for calling into the program because you took on Congressman Amaday in this last run during the primary. And I felt you had a lot of support, yet it didn't come out that way at the voting booth. With everything that we see going on right now with fraudulent elections, what do you think about the last election?
No, I think the primary was fraudulent as well. And I'm, you know, a tinfoil hat guy, as you well are well aware. And I hate to burst your bubble, but you're going to need the Nevada GOP support because they're the ones who are going to control the machines as they did in the last primary, because I did have the votes. I did have the support, as you said. I believe if the Dominion machines were not employed, I would be in the seat right now where Amaday's at. So seeing as though the Nevada GOP does in fact control the machines. Now, everybody says it's just the Democrats that are the ones that are doing election fraud. And that's not the case.
Nope.
So without their support, I'm sorry, that's not going to work out for you because they have a controlled guy in that office right now and they want to keep him there. Now, I understand from Carol that Mark promised her that he's not going to run again. But from what you were saying, it sounds like he has intentions of staying in office until whenever.
Well, you know, he told me 2 years ago he wasn't going to run again. So, you know, I think it's exactly what you're saying. It's the people that actually control him that are going to decide when he leaves office. And so yes. They can have somebody set to go in and fill in his place, and not somebody who has a mind of their own, a will of their own, who sees what's going on. I mean, you have incredible military service. You have an incredible backing, you know, so it's going to be you and me in the primary, but, you know, I am okay with that. You know, this is what we have to do, and this is why it is so important tomorrow, Joel, that we come out. Because at that Carson City courthouse tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock, when they hear the evidence, when they hear, you know, what has been going on with our voting systems, the media will be forced to cover it. Now, how they spin it, I'm not quite sure what they're going to do, but they will at least, you know, be called on the carpet that something is going on. I don't care how many times they say there is no evidence of voter fraud. Just because they say it doesn't mean it's true. And I know you have been through the exact same thing.
Yep. So that's why I just wanted to share that with you. I haven't made a decision one way or the other about going forward. There's no point to it right now with the way the machines are. I don't know if Dominion's in business any longer, but if they're going to be using computers to tabulate the vote, then there's no point because somebody's controlling those computers.
Yeah. All right. Joel Beck, thank you so much for the reiteration of that. And we do. We have to go back to one vote per person, verified, and make sure it's legal. Joel Beck, thank you so much for being on the program today. I appreciate so much that you're giving back to the community right now. And a big thank you to all of our listeners, including Brian Anderson. So Brian gets a special thank you because he just picked up a certificate for a box of truffles from the chocolate shop in Glorious Gardnerville. Brian, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for taking the time to call in as well from Reno. All right, we'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday to you. That blue sky out there is just so gorgeous. And we're going to see that again tomorrow as we rally at the Carson City Courthouse on East Muster Street for the Trump campaign, for legal elections, for fraud-free elections, FFEs, fraud-free elections. Just because the media and the registrar of voters and the secretary of states in the past have said there's no evidence of fraud, that doesn't make it so. We have the evidence. We have the affidavits. We have the witnesses coming forward. And I thank the judge in Carson City for hearing this case tomorrow. Please come. Please be there. We have a program starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but get there early. I'll be there as soon as I can get out of the station, so it's only 5 minutes away. I'll be there just after 12. This is massively important. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk are live and local talk for a reason. It's what's on your mind. We have so many things going on. Bad education for our kids, a failed second attempt at a recall of a governor who just totes the Democrat, socialist, communist line. But what are you going to do? Just received an email from, or actually I received it earlier, from Mr. H., Hi, Monica. Do you know the GoFundMe page for the legal expenses for the recall efforts? Had to respond. It's all over. I did all I could. I did all I could. I'm one person in the media. I had everybody else against me. Other radio stations saying it's not going to work. Why bother? Mainstream media. Your elected representatives. The state party. I can only do so much as one person. But there were hundreds of other people who were out collecting the signatures because they believed in it. There were thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of others who believed in it to sign the petition. Businesses afraid that they were going to get ostracized at the beginning of the year, came back for the second round and decided to have their petitions in their businesses because this governor has shut everything down. Now, I guess we're lucky. You always have to look at the bright side because in New Mexico, essential businesses are no longer safe under New Mexico's new state lockdown. Grocery stores, all businesses, all have a stricter edict in the state to shut down. Why? To crash the economy. It's not about a virus. If it was, the first shutdown would have worked. It's not about a virus. It's about an election. It's about controlling you, your thoughts, your fears. And let me add to that, because if what I have been pushing, what I have tried to keep you calm about, if it doesn't work, which I don't believe is true, I believe wholeheartedly in the men and women in the FBI who are working to bring the fraud and everything to the American people. I believe in the military, the generals who are involved in this, General Flynn. I believe in Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, Rudy Giuliani. The only reason that they wouldn't be successful is because of the deep state. Is because how corrupt and paid off even Republicans are. Take a look at all the President Trump. He feels humiliated that he supported Governor Kemp in Georgia. But what do you expect? You don't know people. You don't know what is in the deep, darkest portions of their soul, how they can be bought off. And people can be bought off very easily. That's why for all of these politicians out there, it's not about getting into office. It's not about the promises that they make to you. It's about staying in office. Or moving on to bigger and better things that they've been promised, like governorships or Senate seats or congressional seats. President Trump is the only politician, because he's a non-politician, who has ever made a promise and kept it. Promises made. Promises kept. And that's why politicians don't like him. Because the American people do. That's an issue for them. Quick email here. Hi, Monica. I was just tuning in and heard a recall was canceled or stopped. Are you talking about the Sisolak recall effort? Do you still have the opportunity to get the word out about it here in Reno? It's done, Cheryl. I'm sorry. It's over. Because of the lockdown, because of the mainstream media, because of the governor and his actions, because of the inaction from the state party, because of the inaction from elected representatives, it's over. It's been canceled. Tomorrow is the last day that they had to turn in signatures, and they're about 100,000 short. Because you can't go to a restaurant. Only 25% capacity now. People are afraid to leave their homes. It's all a game to these people. To see how much control and how much fear they can put into people. So Cheryl, I'm sorry we failed you. If you donated on the GoFundMe page, all monies are being returned. So don't worry. That's what happens when you work with legitimate organizations. I'm disappointed. I am. But on this, I'm not surprised. Because people have to understand how many people were against this. Against getting the word out, the mainstream media. Against the people and telling them why they shouldn't sign it. Elected representatives. Well, if we sign that, we're not going to get anything done in the next session. Oh, please, you're not going to get anything done for the people of Nevada anyway. It's just going to be more of the same old, same old. Just going along to get along. I'll sign your bill if you sign my bill. It's all just a bunch of squat. Scat. There's the word. There's the word I'm looking at. Bull scat. Bear scat. Whatever. If kids don't know the definition of that term, then get them a dictionary. Because they're probably not going to learn it in school. Because that's how far our governor is going. The education of your children, your grandchildren, your nephews, nieces, they mean nothing to this governor. It is the dumbing down of society once again. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't smart people who graduate high school, get their high school diplomas or their GEDs. But when I was in school, all of my teachers had masters. They had real educations. They were certified to teach by the state. I could go to Mr. Garber. Mr. Garber. My social studies teacher. Do they even teach social studies anymore? Or is that's a different kind of social studies? Now it's social compliance studies. I could ask Mr. Garber anything. And he didn't have to go to a book and look something up. He didn't have to go to the computer and look something up. He was able to give me an answer. Your kids, this generation, are not going to have that kind of education until you step in and do something about it. Either private education or homeschooling. Get together with the neighbors. Get together with other moms and dads who want better for their kids. Let's go to the talk and text line for our last call today at 884-9910 and check in with Mon. Hi, Mon. My producer has typed in peaceful non-compliance. Explain what that means.
Well, I hear a lot of gnashing of teeth out there, and it's really frustrating dealing with the politics. The ultimate solution to all this is you don't have to shoot anybody. You don't have to burn down buildings. Just enough people, whatever that number is, have to practice peaceful noncompliance. Give you an example of peaceful noncompliance. I can get out here on the main freeway, either the I-80 or the 395 in the area. I can see posted signs that say 65 miles an hour. Now, I guarantee you, when I get on the freeway, I don't go 65 miles an hour. I go at least 70 miles an hour or higher. So every time I'm on the freeway, I'm breaking the law when I drive past 65 miles an hour. Well, there's not a lot they can do about it because there's too many people practicing peaceful noncompliance. When enough people decide that they are fed up with being fat, dumb, and happy, and are fed up with the current system and practice peaceful noncompliance and thumb their nose at the authorities and say, we're not going to abide by your rules and regulations, we're just not going to comply anymore, and we're going to do it peacefully, there's not much the authorities can do about it. That is the ultimate solution to this, is peaceful noncompliance. People getting fed up and says, we're just not going to comply anymore, and they do it in a peaceful manner. And that's really it. But until people are fed up, until people stop being fat, dumb, and happy, nothing's going to change. Okay, you can't look to these politicians to do anything because they're all controlled by money and power and prestige. Mm-hmm. That's my thought.
Mon, thank you so much. That's our final thought today. Appreciate your time. Peaceful noncompliance. Let's say that's what we're going to do at the Carson City Courthouse tomorrow. The program starts at 1 o'clock. I suggest you get there early. And let's show the court system. Let's show the media how we are not going to stand for fraudulent elections. Show the politicians we are not going to stand for fraudulent elections anymore. Because this is not just about an election for Donald J. Trump. This is about all of our elections. For the past decade, since 2014, since we've had the Dominion system, the Dominion system was put into place in a lot of states with a lot of money, all going to the same people for the same reason. They wanted the Dominion systems in place. And they just didn't figure out how to do all of this at once for this election. They have been testing it on all the past elections. Dominion has been here since 2014, thanks to Ross Miller, who is running for commissioner down in Las Vegas, who just says he won by 10 votes. Do you trust those 10 votes? Because I sure as hell don't. Do I trust that Devin Reese was elected to the Reno City Council instead of Eddie Lorton? No, I don't. Do I trust that Hillary Sheevy was elected over other great businessmen? No, I don't. That's a problem. We'll be back to wrap up the program right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show as we wrap up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk with an email. Hi, Monica. Me and my family went to Carson to do some shopping and decided to have lunch at a local restaurant. Come to find out, they would not seat my family of five due to the new four people at a table rule. They proceeded to tell me OSHA has warned them before so they could not seat me. My wife and three kids, under 8 years old, at the same table. I was so mad I signed the recall and emailed Sisolak on the governor's website. Funny thing is, I think Saturday was Small Business Saturday and was unable to participate. I don't think you should participate. I know it hurts the restaurants out there, but until the restaurants learn their constitutional rights, don't participate. I'm not going to. I'll fix whatever I need to here at home. Don't participate until we get these protests, these constitutional rights, until we get them revealed. I hope I see you tomorrow. Carson City Courthouse, East Musser Street. 1 p.m. is when the program starts. Get there early. Let's make the courts decide. Show your support. I love you. God bless you. Have an awesome day. I'll catch you tomorrow.